Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
Bath time is one of the nicest rituals in caring for an infant, but it turns out now it could have a toxic dark side. A recent study has found that some of the most popular baby shampoos contain an industrial solvent that is suspected of causing cancer in humans, along with damaging the liver, kidneys, and nervous system. It's called 1,4-dioxane, and it's used to make shampoos and body washes soft and bubbly. Now, in the wake of the study, some brands of shampoos containing the chemical are being pulled from the market. Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern has our report.
Nice warm water.
Ooh. There you go.
It's bath time in the Love Diggory household in Boston, Massachusetts. And 2-year-old Layla is getting her hair rinsed.
Layla, can you put this over your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to sit down, big girl, okay? Let me rinse out your hair.
Victoria Love is trying to get Layla to put a washcloth over her big brown eyes to keep out the shampoo. And while she can protect Layla's eyes from the suds, she can't protect her daughter from potentially dangerous substances that might be in her shampoo and other baby care products. One substance in particular Love worries about is 1,4-dioxane, and with good reason. A recent study has found trace amounts of dioxane in a number of widely used baby care products, including Johnson & Johnson's Kid Shampoo Watermelon Explosion and Hello Kitty Bubble Bath.
I was frankly shocked to learn that widely used baby shampoos and soaps could contain a carcinogen.
That's Dr. Dever Davis. She's the head of the Environmental Oncology Center at the University of Pittsburgh and a professor of epidemiology at their Graduate School of Public Health. Dioxane forms in these products as a result of a chemical reaction between other ingredients. One of them is sodium lauryl sulfate, an ingredient you've probably seen on the label of your shampoo or body wash. It's a normal detergent used in many soaps. Problem is, Dr. Davis says, it's a little harsh on tender skin. She gives a little chemistry lesson.
What happens is that ethylene oxide is added to the sodium lauryl sulfate to create sodium laureth sulfate. And in the process, you get diethylene oxide, which is another name for 1,4-dioxane. It can be completely removed by what's called vacuum stripping. This is something that is completely avoidable.
And Dr. Davis says elsewhere, it's completely avoided.
1,4-dioxane has been banned from cosmetics in Europe, and the World Health Organization and the U.S. National Toxicology Program consider it to be a probable human carcinogen because it causes cancer in male and female mice and rats.
In this country, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says dioxane in cosmetics is an incidental ingredient. So they don't require companies to remove it or to list it on the label. In order for the FDA to ban dioxane from cosmetics, there would have to be demonstrated human harm. Manufacturers complete internal testing for safety before putting products on the market, but the FDA doesn't do pre-market testing. The FDA press office declined requests for an interview with Living on Earth. However, an industry spokesman said he believes there's no cause for alarm. Dr. John Bailey is the Executive Vice President of Science at the Cosmetic, Toiletry, and Fragrance Association.
Virtually everything we're surrounded by carries a hazard of some sorts. You know, I think that at the end of the day, the levels of dioxane in these products do not present a risk by any scientific measure.
Time to get out.
But when it comes to bath time, Victoria Love would like to judge the safety of the products herself. At the very least, she says she'd like ingredients such as 1,4-dioxane to be listed on the bottle.
But I really can't believe that as a parent I'm in a position to, you know, suddenly become a chemist in my free time to investigate, you know, every little product and, you know, how it might have some adverse health effect. And I'm hoping that the more people understand and realize, you know, what they're actually being sold, people will start demanding change.
Some change is already in the works. Hello Kitty Bubble Bath had the highest dioxane levels of the children's bath products the study tested. And when contacted for this report, the distributor said they would initiate a recall process. For Living on Earth, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Coming up, we introduce the Wiggles. Composting worms, that is. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.